We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Marty Griffin. A headline. It jumped out at me last night in the Post-Gazette, actually a fantastic headline. Thousands of deaths later, Pennsylvania finally mandates universal testing in nursing homes, but not for another month. Actually, it'd be more like 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Come on. You know what? I'm so angry this morning about a lot of things, and I apologize, but this is life and death stuff. So they think they're throwing us a bone here by finally testing. You know, there are 16,000 cases just reported and 4,000 deaths. You know, as of earlier this month, by the way, great reporting in the PG, only 75 facilities or 12% of those reporting positive cases and just 4% of all long-term care homes in the state have voluntary testing. It's disgusting, man. These people should be ashamed of themselves. People are dying today. Today. And check this out. They're not even going to get this testing in place for another 6 weeks. People are dying today. I got to snag Rob Pierce, who is so good at taking on these cases. Him and his father have been at the forefront of this. Hey, Rob, you know the inside and out on this. It's bittersweet, is it not, sir, this announcement?
It really is. There's a part of me that wonders, do we not care about the elderly?
Right.
And are we doing this for optics?
Right.
The other part of me says something's better than nothing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, professionally, I fall somewhere in the middle. Marty, as you and I talked about, there are many facilities that did not have a problem, and there are many facilities that it's totally out of control. And, you know, this new law requires that nursing homes test their staff and the residents by basically the end of July one time. To see if they have it at that point to set up a baseline. We've already lost 4,000 of our elderly. We're going to lose some more. And quite candidly, testing then, again, something's better than nothing. But where were they months ago? You're going to go to a place like Brighton Rehab in Beaver County, where they deemed every resident and every staff being positive. Well, it's not going to do any good to test them because they're all deemed positive. You know, where are we as a society with our elderly? That's my question.
And I'm also reading, is this accurate, my man, that personal care homes don't have to do it?
That's correct. It only applies to approximately 700 nursing homes in the state.
So the thousands of people in personal care homes this morning, they're in essence saying, we really don't give a damn about you.
They're not going to get tested with the logic behind it that they don't have medical personnel on staff like a nursing home. You know, you can equate a nursing home to a medical facility.
Right.
These personal care homes are designed to help our elderly with their daily living. But if they don't have a medical person on staff, they say we don't have the ability to do testing. And I think it's wrong, Marty. Look, we have technology now. You see all over the place, drive-up facilities, swab tests, you know, things that are a step in the right direction trying to determine who has the virus. I believe we could test the elderly across the state in all these facilities without too much difficulty, and yet the government's just not doing it.
Why is that? Money?
Comes down to money. It comes down to, I think, what I said a moment ago. How much do we care about the elderly?
Right.
Are they out of sight and out of mind? You know, are they a political voting block? Because they're not, because they're at the end stages of life.
Wow.
And, you know, these are moments, look, in the big picture of life, these are moments we all need to look in the mirror and say, who are we as society?
Right.
What do we care about? And what can we do to make this place better?
Ron, this is a load of crap. We're going to test one time. Well, they have thousands of employees that get tested one time, then they leave, go out into the world, and come on back in. Never tested again.
Correct.
I mean, come on,
Ron. Put this in perspective. They're testing college football players multiple times from these summer workout programs
right.
before they play. And yet, we're not going to test our elderly that are in facilities for the remaining days of their life? That doesn't make sense.
Rob, you know what jumps out at me? UPMC released some data. They have over 30 facilities, thousands of patients, not one COVID case, not one. Tells me that someone knows how to do this, and the folks who don't know how to do it don't want to know how to do it.
You know, unfortunately, when we talk about the facilities where it's widespread,
yeah.
there tends to be a history of years of citations, years of flaws within the system. But take a look at this law, Marty, you know, that's going to have people tested one time by the end of July. Failure to do so is a $300 fine.
Oh, gosh. Come on, Rob.
$300.
Come on, Rob.
I mean,
Does
that make any sense?
It's lunch money, man.
It's exactly right. And so it just gets me scratching my head. Again, what do we do in society? Where's the government when we need them to help care for these people? And again, we can test college athletes coming onto campus, but we can't test our elderly residents who've been taxpayers their whole life. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Attorney Rob Pierce, whose firm really specializes in this, I call him every time there's information like this because he is truly spot on and he's compassionate as hell. Hey Rob, would it be reasonable for me if I'm bringing my elderly loved ones into a facility to say, how often do you test? And if they say, they start stammering, to get them the hell out of there?
I would ask any question at any time, and don't stop just before your loved one's placed in a facility.
Nice.
Do it consistently over and over and over again, and trust your gut. If something doesn't seem right, most likely it's correct, and you need to make changes immediately.
Hey, Rob, do you really think, or are we just getting to be cynical because we see all this, do you really think this is political, that they're not testing them every day or every month or all the time because, hell with them, they're not a voting bloc anymore? I know that's how you feel, but is it just frustration?
There's probably some frustration in there, Marty, but, you know, I also think of the workers.
Yeah.
You know, most families will tell you the staff is doing the best they can with limited resources. And so you're going to test the staff one time, but then they go work at another facility, it can spread from one facility to another just like that. So, you know, I'm frustrated because, again, for the residents, but also these staff workers are working really hard
yes.
trying to care for our vulnerable population, and we should be testing them all the time for their safety alone.
Rob Pierce, attorney and friend who I call anytime this sort of thing comes up. He's out there fighting for this sort of thing. Rob, I appreciate you. Thanks for your honesty, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.